All right, are you ready for it?
Are you ready for it? Baby, let the games begin. Are we doing this?
Yes.
Do you hate recording?
Yes. To all who come to our happy place, welcome to the No Guilt Disney podcast, where we have no guilt about our love for all things Disney.
We are three Disney fangirls who probably know more about the Disney parks than most grown women should. And we're perfectly okay with that.
Perfectly okay with that. We're, again, two Disney fangirls. Teresa's not with us on this little trip. She couldn't get away. But Jane and I are here. And we're here for one reason and one reason only. That's the reason. Like, Rogers the Musical. It is the moment. It is the everything. And there's even a friendship bracelet to prove it.
I did. I made friendship bracelets.
She did. I don't know if you can see this. What do they say?
This one says Rogers, and it's yellow, like the Rogers logo. And then this one says, hey, Steven. But it's spelled Steven, like Steve Rogers, and not hey, Steven, like Taylor Swift would say. And then this one just says Cap. That's
I mean,
we're all themed. We've got the theme going.
When you're a Disney adult who's friends with a Swiftie, who's also a Disney adult.
I mean, the Venn diagram really is a circle.
It's pretty much. I've been saying this like from the moment that the Eras Tour was kicking off. I was like,
circle.
We're all the same people. So hopefully you're.
And according to Twitter, we're terrifying. So
we kind of like that about us. All right. We are here once again from the Hojo Mojo Casa House from the Howard Johnson's Anaheim. They hosted us this weekend, so we are bringing you all the good stuff. If you missed that episode, go back and take a listen. If you are looking for some place, particularly for the Run Disney Half Marathon weekend, and you are trying to find some place that's close,
this is a great option.
It's a great option. And we got all the details, all the scoop. Just go listen to it or watch it if you're on YouTube. Hey, y'all. All right. Let's talk about this Rogers and Musical. First of all, in case you don't know, Jane and I absolutely love the Marvel Universe. I got her into it.
She did.
I am the one that...
Her and Megan, yeah.
Yeah, that talked her into watching these movies. It was a team effort. Megan and I were tag-teaming on this one.
And I got super sick. And yeah. I was like, what am I going to do while I lay here and I'm super sick? And I had like no...
And I said, I got a blog post for you. Go do this.
She's like, watch this. And so I watched Iron Man and I was like, oh my God, this was so good. And then it was like, and then I watched Captain America. Mm-hmm. And then I watched Thor. And that, like, it was just one after another. And before you knew it, I was like, oh my God, Endgame is the greatest movie I've ever seen. So if you have not been influenced in the Marvel Universe, come here.
Please, please. When she gets out of her Swiftie era... She ain't gonna get out of her Swiftie era, but
no, we have like two more years of this, people.
But listen, like we can actually like connect Swiftie and Marvel
so much so
with Tom Hiddleston.
We can, yes, with Tom Hiddleston.
All right. So yes, so we love all things. We also both like musical theater.
We do.
Jane is from New York. She's much more Broadway knowledgeable than I am, but. Oh my God. I have never been to a play that I didn't love. There's something about live theater. As much as I love my movies, I would go to plays constantly if I could afford them.
Well, plays or musicals, right?
So yeah. Like,
plays are one thing, musicals are another.
I want to go to the musicals.
Yeah, I'm a musical girly.
Yeah.
Plays are fine. They're very, very good. You know, listen, anything that people are acting and creating and whatever, I'm a big fan of.
Yeah.
I am a big musical person. I do have a different relationship with them because I did grow up, you know, going to them so frequently. And so it almost, like I always say, I used to go to Broadway kind of like a movie. And it would be like, oh, what are you guys doing on Friday? Want to go see something? And then we would just pick up tickets to whatever and go. So my relationship is a little bit different with Broadway, but I've seen a lot of really great shows. So
yeah, yeah. So obviously, as we were watching our MCU, how does this all fit together? Mm. We're getting there. As we were watching our MCU shows, as one does on Disney Plus, Hawkeye the Musical, or Hawkeye the series started, and it kicks off with Hawkeye going to a musical. He goes to a Broadway show called Rogers the Musical. And the scream that we screamed, I mean, like, fangirls everywhere lost their minds.
But even, but it wasn't the beginning that showed anything. It was just they showed him going to Rogers the Musical, and everybody was like, oh my God, what a good idea. And then it wasn't until the end
that we got the full, no. They showed a teeny, they teased us with it because okay. Ant-Man's in it, and he's talking to his daughter, and he's like, Ant-Man wasn't even there, because it's, the story is of Rogers the Musical that Hawkeye goes to see is they do Save the City, and they, which is a song, and song and dance, super cheesy. Super ridiculous, so good. Over the top,
so good.
Amazing, right? And he's sitting there watching this like,
this is embarrassing.
This is embarrassing, right? So that's the Hawkeye storyline that's happening. At the very end of the season, they did give us a full song production of it. And then we all immediately started screaming, like, bring this to Disneyland, because Disneyland has this a beautiful, huge theater in DCA that's called the Hyperion Theater. And until
March of 2020,
COVID hit, Frozen, the musical, was playing there. And before that, we had Aladdin, the musical. Now, did you see Aladdin and Frozen?
I've seen Aladdin more times than I can count. Okay. At the Hyperion.
Because
it was so good, which is how it ultimately wound up on Broadway.
Yeah.
And that was like, I just loved it because it would be so funny and like relevant, and it would change mm-hmm. every time because they would change the jokes to be related to whatever was happening in pop yes. culture at the time.
Yes. The genie like carried that show. He was
absolutely
really
carries that show. Yeah. And so when Aladdin left, I was like super sad. And then Frozen came in, and Frozen was good. Mm. Obviously, I mean, like, it's Frozen. Like, everything Frozen is good.
It's good.
But like, I'm not obsessed with it. So like, yeah. It was fine. I saw it. I checked it off. I didn't have to go back again. But like, the theater is right at the campus. So like, why is this not Rogers the musical?
Like, it had to be, right? I mean, so from the moment that we saw Hawkeye, we were all, everybody in the community in the MCU fandom / Disney fandom was like asking and hoping and waiting and whatever. Well, we were here for D23 Expo.
We were.
And we got into the Marvel panel, and they kicked it off with Rogers the Musical.
With Rogers the Musical.
With Save the City.
Scream, she screamed.
It was embarrassing, but also it was so good.
It was so good.
I have no regrets. I don't care how, like, yeah, there's been, I've had some huge moments in my life at D23 Expo. As you guys who have listened in the past know, the blue sweater with Chris Evans in it, moment number one. This is a very close moment number two, though, because this is like all I really wanted. Moment number three was when they announced that Run Disney was back. So,
and we weren't even in that panel.
We weren't even in that
breakfast.
Panel.
Screaming, shoving our faces.
And screaming our faces off when that announcement came out.
We were pretty excited.
We were super excited. Luckily, it was kind of late breakfast. We were the only people in the restaurant.
We were.
So we're not that bad. But anyway, we get excited about things. And we got excited about Rogers the Musical. So even at that time, they did not announce. They did not tell us that a full-scale musical, anything was coming. They just let us see it like live performed on stage. And it was everything we wanted it to be. And it was so cool and so great. And all I was thinking, I mean, we walked out of there going, it's a 5-minute song.
Write four more songs. Like, that's it. Like, all you need is four more songs.
For real.
Can't be that hard. I mean, I don't do it myself because I'm terrible at it. But it can't be that hard for somebody that's good at it.
Right. You guys tell stories. Let's tell this story, right? Let's do this. You've got one down, right? One choreographed and everything. Like, let's go. And they did. They did. What was it? December, I think, that we got the announcement somewhere around there.
No, I think it was spring. I want to say it was like February or
okay.
March.
Maybe it was.
And they were like, "There's a casting call," and then everybody wasn't really sure. We thought it could have been Hercules.
Yeah.
Hercules
would have been awesome too.
Yeah, I do agree.
But this fits in all ways
it does.
With what's happening in that theater location in that
yeah.
area right now.
Yeah.
So they came out with the announcement that there was going to be a Rogers the Musical coming to the Hyperion. And immediately, Jane's like,
when are we going?
Yeah, so just book that. She was like, I don't care, just book it.
But we didn't know what it was.
Because they didn't announce. So we waited a while, and then they finally came out with the announcement of the dates. And we both went, F. Because we had a very busy summer.
It's been a cruel summer.
She's had a very busy summer. I guess I've been home, but you had a very busy summer.
Look, you also had a difficult. So this show is only showing from June 30th. It is currently July something.
No. It started showing. Yeah. June 30th to August 31st. You're right. It's literally a 2-month show.
You question me again.
I know. I'm
she
sorry.
She did this before with the mid-century modern decor here. And I was like, lady, are we really doing this?
This is why we need Teresa in between us to keep us straight.
So we should have had like a flat Teresa.
We should have.
So it started June 30th. We're here. It is July, I think, 28th. It is the 29th that we're seeing this. And it ends August 31st.
August 31st, yeah.
So it is definitely a super short run. We are hoping and praying. I actually just keep telling people that they will announce its extension or when it will be
like
back
Monday.
On Monday when I fly home. So you're welcome.
You're welcome.
By the time you're watching this, it will likely be extended.
We hope. If not extended, then at least like make it something that they bring back in rotation.
Yeah. It's good. So
it's so good.
So when we went through the weekend, so we had a really hard time finding one that aligned with what I had going on, with what you had going on. So like, yeah. So this is the weekend. This is the weekend we could come, and it is a quick trip. We just came in and out literally for this. It was like, I'm going to fly in. The show is dark on Sundays and Mondays.
Because we're going to do it all day.
Save a seating. I don't know the rest of the words.
We've only seen it once. Well, I've seen it twice now.
We've had zero drinks.
I've seen it twice. She's seen it once. We're going back for a second round after we record this. We wanted to run back and tell you guys all about it because we were just that excited. And then we're going to go back and we're going to see it again.
Yeah.
And then we won't see it. And our next trip is in September. And so if it really does not extend, if they really do like close it down, then this will be it until who knows when. But we wanted to tell you about it and we wanted to record it on the off chance that you are on the fence.
I just had a thought. Okay. They're not going to extend it through the fall.
Okay.
Because they use that courtyard of the Hyperion for the
Oogie Boogie Bash.
And there are the large poster backdrop whatevers that currently right now they're all Rogers. You know, we've got his shield. We've got the logo. So like they're great photo ops. But they use that for like last year it was Madam Mim.
Yes.
I don't know if they change them every year. Who's in what spot?
It's a good space for Oogie Boogie for your walkthrough for your.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So
Halloween
that's probably why it's not going to happen in the fall.
Halloween 365 is bumping up against our need for Rogers the Musical extension.
I'll allow it.
But if it's a mini break, like that might be okay. Not for anybody that's coming out here this fall, so I get you. But if you are on the fence or if you're a local or if you were like, I don't know if it would be worth going down there for it, we're here to tell you.
It's good.
It's good.
It's really good.
My little brother's friends have been camped out at our place for 2 days straight.
Three.
It's because of the Xfinity 10G network. Internet that can handle a house full of screens at once with, like, basically no interruptions. And it's only getting faster. When I was their age, internet like this was a pipe dream.
You sound like my grandpa.
Please go home.
Introducing the next generation 10G network, only from Xfinity. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas.
If you like theater, if you like that experience, it's a 35-minute show. There's like, what, five songs? Six songs?
Something. It's short. Like, yeah. I want to say it's like five, six songs.
Something like that. We've got the video. We'll get that uploaded if anybody can't make it. Or if you just want to look at it to see, maybe I should come down. But I don't know if I'm, you know, I don't know. It's kind of emotional. There's some moments that are sweet. She's not getting emotional, but there's some sweet, unexpected moments. And I'll tell you, we walked in wearing these shirts to Disneyland, and three cast members stopped us and had to tell us about how much they loved Rogers the Musical.
And how many times they've seen it.
And how many times they've seen it. One of them pulled me off to the side because I said I'd seen it, but she hadn't. He didn't want to spoil anything for Jane. And so he pulls me off to the side, and he goes into this deep dive. But to point out, he's like, listen to this song and listen to these lyrics. He's obviously a Swiftie.
He's very much a Swiftie.
1,000%. I guarantee he's going to a show next week. So, yeah, because he had all of the deets. It's just that kind of an experience. And so even if you're not like a super – MCU fan. If you're a casual MCU fan, I still think you would dig it. I'm not saying like you need to go and like book a whole trip just for that. But if you're here, I said, if they're casual and they're like, not like,
oh yeah, I'm not, you know, so casual.
But I if see. You, if you're this girl, you need to go ahead and book your tickets and come. So yeah, I would highly recommend it. It's worth it. The process of getting in, you have three different ways that you can get in. I have a whole post and I'll link that for you guys if you want specific details on what your three options to see the show are. I would recommend going ahead and paying for that premier experience because A, you're guaranteed a seat, and B, you're guaranteed a good seat. And I've sat in two different locations in the theater, and I definitely can say sitting up close, it definitely did
better. I watched it. I cheated and I watched it on TikTok the day it came out.
Yeah.
And I don't remember whose live I watched, because like if you scroll, it was like, you know, live after live after live.
Because it was not Taylor Knight, so you could watch it.
No, it was before she goes on stage, so I had plenty of time. And so anyway, I watched it, and it was the person there. If you've never been to the Hyperion, it is a full-size theater. Mm-hmm. So it's huge, right? There is an orchestra level, there's a like a first mezzanine, and then there's like a rear mezzanine area. So
and where balcony.
Balcony, right? So where they were shooting from was like all the way up. Mm-hmm. And I said to Patty, I'm like, it was good, it was cute. You know, I'm obviously like watching it on a screen, so like very different to watch Broadway on mm-hmm. yeah, like through a computer screen or a phone yeah. screen than it is to watch it live. And what I didn't really enjoy about it was that like it didn't fill the stage space. Mm-hmm. And so I was saying to her, like, it was hard because I could see, like, I could literally be like, oh, there's only five people on the stage, right? And so that's the thing, is that when you're lower, and so we were in probably like the fifth row, like we mm-hmm. were very, very close. We were. And you could see like how they filled out the stage. Mm-hmm. So you never felt like it was empty.
No, I didn't feel like it was. Yeah, the blocking was really good, and you could see everybody.
Yeah, and it was still, it was a small cast, but mm-hmm. the voices were great. The story is great. If you've seen Captain America, it's the story of Cap. And
yeah, and so I want to say this, and this is, we went and saw on the 20th, I saw it on the 28th, and we saw it on the 29th. I saw both the 12:15 showings. So if you happen to be cast, and you were in the 12:15 showings on 7:28 and 7:29. That were amazing. You were amazing. So, so good.
So good.
It was just really great. And we're going back again. I will also throw out, just as a courtesy to others, put these little beauties underneath your seat, because so many people are wearing Mickey ears in the theater. And like, I'm not telling you not to wear your Mickey ears, just take them off during
the shows.
Just something, a little etiquette that you don't have to worry about when you go see Broadway. But at the Hyperion, you might.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I took it off. Like, I immediately turned around. I was like, oh, this person behind me won't be able to see if I leave these yeah. on. So I took them off. And then we did notice there was, like, somebody that was sitting in front of us that, like, their ears were kind of in the mm-hmm. way. So as we were trying to see things, we couldn't. But it was really, really good. There's a lot of like fun surprises. The voices are great. The acting is great. It's, you know, of course there's like an element of cheese to it, but that's also like yes. what makes it great.
To me, it felt like, again, like it was the mullet of the Broadway show. You get the party in the front, the cheesy in the front, and then like.
No, the other way around. Mullets are the business in the front.
Oh, and then the party. Well, okay. Well, we have the opposite, but because we had like the fun, cheesy stuff in the front, and then the little more serious, like where they really, I think, were able to exercise their acting and their singing chops a little bit more, a little more oomph to it. The beginning in Definitely Save Our City is so cheesy and so cheesy. Ridiculous, and we love it so much. Like, again, I would have been happy if they literally just gave me Save Our City 15 times a day, and you could just come in and see a 6-minute showing of Save Our City. It would have made me so happy.
I would not have done 15 showings of Save Our City.
100% would have.
But you know, to each their own.
That's right. That's right. We're not going to yuck each other's yums. I also would not go to Taylor Swift 7 times.
That's fair. Thank you. I appreciate that. Seats for him. More seats for
more
me.
More seats for you. Absolutely. But I will say I would have gone once if I'd been able to get a ticket. But I'm going to get a ticket. Anywho. Rogers Musical, what other tips to give people?
Oh, so there's a virtual queue. Yes. So let's talk about that. Virtual queue is 10:30.
And 1:30.
And 1:30. And
you have to be in the park.
At 10:30.
At the 10:30. Well, and at the 1:30. Like, you have to have been in the parks at some point. You don't have to physically still be in the park, but you have to have gone through the turnstiles to be eligible to get into these virtual queues. So like, if you're at home or if you're, you know, running late to the parks, you can't do it from bed. You got to get out of your Hojo Mojo Casa House and get to the parks, which is only 7 minutes away, 8 minutes away. So you're good.
From here.
Ask me how I know, because that's what happened to me yesterday. So I had to book it from here to there just to get in time, get in the gate so that I could get my virtual queue. And I made it. I think I was with it. It was maximum of a 10-minute trip. And I wasn't running. I was walking, but I was walking with purpose. It worked out and I got my virtual queue super easy. I have details on how to use the virtual queue for anybody that needs to, an update or a refresher on that, but that's option one. Virtual queue, it's free.
So we want to talk about the second virtual queue, which is at 1:30, because mm-hmm. that one is after park hopping hours. So that combines both parks. And so, like, it's different than in Florida with their virtual queues. All of our second drops of virtual queues are independent. You can't park hop until after.
Yes, but here, even if I had gone to Disneyland, I still would have been eligible for a virtual queue if I had a park hopper.
That's what I'm telling you.
At 10:30.
Oh.
Yes, at 10:30. Again, nobody has to do Disneyland and Disney World cannot like get on the same page with like anything. That's the difference here, is that I didn't have to be only assigned to DCA this morning. Oh. I could have gotten my virtual queue at either park.
That's weird.
Isn't it weird?
So anyway, you're now competing with two parks worth of people mm-hmm. for 4 shows.
Yeah.
So there's that option. The second option is to stand by. So there is a queue. You can get in it. You can wait and see what happens. I saw those people entering, and those people were the people that wound up in the higher seats mm-hmm. that are further back. Mm-hmm. And then the third option
is the Premier Pass option, which is what we did, which is you pay a little bit, you get through, and you get like a, it's not like a VIP experience, but you have front section seats.
Mm, you have a separate entrance.
You have a separate entrance. There's a lanyard. There's popcorn bucket. Look how cute this thing is.
You get popcorn in here. You get a drink.
And you also get photo ops.
Yeah.
So all good things again. And that's $29. $29 per person. So if you don't want to risk the virtual queue, and or you definitely don't want to do standby just because that takes up a lot of your time, and there's no guarantee that you're actually going to have a seat or that your seats are going to be together. Like, if you're with a group, you might, you know, fill in 2 seats here and 3 seats over there. And anyway, then Premier might be an option for you if you want to pay for it. Again, this only is running for another month, so you don't have a lot of time to get out here to see Rogers the Musical, but we're getting it. Like, this was a must do.
Yeah, I definitely think, and I really don't see it just fully going away. Like, I think they invested enough time in this cast from the time that they cast the show, and then, you know, had rehearsals and what, you know, went through all of that. That took longer than what the actual run is. So to me, like, the math ain't mathing. Like, you're not making this kind of investment for it to not do something. And I would say, even if it doesn't come back here, somebody had said potentially it could move to maybe a cruise line. I could definitely see that happening.
So there's Marvel Day at Seas.
Yeah.
This would be amazing addition to a Marvel Day at Seas. Like, I haven't done a Marvel Day at Seas, but I might, just so I can see the show again if it's not in the parks.
I mean, also just Marvel Day at Sea.
I know. I want to do it so bad.
So yeah, that is definitely, I could see that happening. Or honestly, I think like the Hyperion has a history of churning out some good Broadway shows. And I had said to Patty early on, you know, we had Aladdin came through here. That's a smash hit. Frozen came through. That's a smash hit
on Broadway.
Right. So this one, does it have potential? 100%.
It does.
Cast is that good. Mm-hmm. So I could see this moving on. And I did say to Patty, you know, if it opens with, you know, Rodgers the Musical and it does well, you know, they can... The great thing about Broadway is it doesn't always have to be a 20-year show, right? Mm-hmm. Not every show is going to be Lion King. And so they are going to churn through some shows, right? Mary Poppins comes and goes, Beauty and the Beast comes and goes, things like that. We've had Tarzan, mm-hmm. Newsy, right? So all of these shows come and go. And so I was like, I could see them doing Rodgers the Musical. And then if that's successful, it's out, it's a year, whatever. And then they introduce another one. And then maybe we get an Iron Man one. I would love that. Thank you. Really appreciate it. A Spider-Man one. I mean, what is Tom Holland doing? Nothing. He would love to be on Broadway.
He sings and dances. I would, oh my. Do you know what I would do some things to see Tom Holland on Broadway.
She would.
If y'all think the Swiftie verse is Tom.
She loves Tom Holland.
I hadn't really like put that together. But now.
But you also like, you love Tom Holland with Zendaya.
Like you, I do. It's a Tom and Zendaya thing. Like absolutely. Yes, like
she loves them so much together.
Talk about Endgame. If these two don't stay together, you will have to send me flowers and check on me because I will not be doing well. I think they're married.
She does. She has a whole theory.
A whole theory. Anyway, another podcast.
I do think that this has options. And that's what it is. I think this is a good starting point.
Yes.
I mean, I'm going to put on my Swiftie hat for a minute. You know, Cap is the first Avenger. And so if you're the first Avenger, why shouldn't you be the first show? And then Taylor Swift put up four billboards. And those four billboards were on points that are all on roads that are on Broadway. So if they're on Broadway and Taylor says so, then why isn't it that? Also, this blue is turquoise. It's 1989. It's coming. Ah, get excited.
1989.
So this is how things happen.
So what we're saying is that Taylor Swift is going to be up for an EGOT shortly. Because
and go see Rodgers the Musical.
And go see Rodgers the Musical. You got a month. Because you also want to be able to say, yeah, I saw it at the Hyperion and now it's a smash hit on Broadway, like for real. Like it could be. Like if we can speak and manifest things into existence, like why not? Let's do some good for the world and let's put this out there and let's make this happen. So yeah, and they also have merch. Like we got these on Etsy, but they have some official merch there, and they have some official food that they've like tailored just for. Like Jane said, they put in a lot of effort for Rodgers the Musical for this not to either extend or come back at some time in the future. So we're just giving you the heads up that if you get this chance in the future to see this show wherever it could be, and you like MCU and you like. It's quality. The songs are really well written. They are catchy. They're fun. Again, a little emotional, a little heart tugging moments. We're not going to give any spoilers because some people don't like that. I love them, but not everybody does. But yeah, we've had a blast and we cannot wait to go back and see it again. And we have to give a shout out to the management of the Hyperion. We had this whole conversation with this gentleman named Todd, who
the best.
Is literally the best.
He had a blue name tag. So like,
what does that tell you?
He's clearly above the rest.
He's truly. But honestly, he was so kind and he answered all of our questions and he was so nice and he was so knowledgeable. And like, shout out to Todd. And yes, we're doing cast compliments. Don't you worry. We got Todd covered like officially, but you know, Disney listens to us.
Or at least that's what we like to tell ourselves. So
that is. All right. I think that sums up our Rodgers experience. We do have some fun videos that are coming out. If you need to see Jane playing in confetti, because of course you do, that'll be out at some point. Probably a TikTok or a short.
Yeah, for sure.
We've had a lot of fun.
We haven't even been here 24 hours.
No, it's been like 8 hours of like... Hit the road running.
It was like arrive at 12:30, sleep for a handful of hours, and then like it's Rodgers time. It's go time.
Because we're going to do it all day. All right. Where can they find us?
If you want to talk about Rodgers or
Tom and Zendaya.
if you want to talk about Salma Zendaya or anything, honestly, if you really want to talk about anything.
Taylor Swift.
Who? You want to talk about that? I'll talk about that. You can join us in our Facebook group, which is No Guilt Disney on Facebook, or you can email us at thenoguiltdisneypod@gmail.com and join us each week, which, by the way, we lie. We used to do this each week. We haven't been weekly in 2 years, but we're going to say each week because, I mean, maybe it's every other week. Join us every other weekish.
We're hopeful. We're always hopeful.
We're living for the hope of it all.
That's right.
August fans. Anyway, join us each weekish here because, as Patty likes to say,
is no fun fangirling Rogers the Musical alone.
In 1989.
Wait, why did you slip that in there?
Why not?
I cannot with you. Goodbye.